Temperatures of 16 to 19.
Thanks, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 1st of July. The general synopsis at midnight. New lows expected German Bight 1,012 and Southeast Iceland 1,008 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, cyclonic 4 to 6 becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery rain at first in east. Good, occasionally poor at first in east. North at Cirrha, south at Cirrha. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional thundery rain. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. 40s, cyclonic, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Occasional thundery rain. Good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5 in Tyne and Dogger. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then occasionally 5 later. Showers, thundery in Fisher. Good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers developing, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Dover, Wight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5. Fog patches at first. Thundery showers later in Biscay. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 in southeast. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea. Occasional rain at first. Fog patches at first in Lundy and Irish Sea. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Lundy and Irish Sea. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. Northwesterly 4 to 6 in southeast Malin. Elsewhere variable, becoming westerly 2 to 4. Showers, good. Hebrides, Baillie, Farrell, Faroes. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 4, becoming variable 2 or 3 in southeast Faroe. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest 2, 14 miles, 1016 rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 2, 11 miles, 1015 rising slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest, 4, recent rain, 5 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Lucas, southeast by east, 2, recent rain, 22 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west, 2, 1,013, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south, 2, 2 miles, 1,013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 3, 2 miles, 1,013. Jersey, northwest by west, 4, fog, less than 100 metres, 1,014, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north, northwest, 3, 2 miles, 1,014. Scilly Automatic, west, northwest, 1, mist, 4 miles, 1,016, now rising. Valentia, north by east, 2, 24 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, north by west, 2, 22 miles, 1,015, now falling. Malin Head, northwest, 3, 13 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. An Atlantic front is currently giving outbreaks of rain to some areas, and this will continue through the day as it moves slowly southeastwards across England and Wales. A ridge of high pressure will build across the northwest of Scotland, bringing only very isolated showers and light or moderate breezes here. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming southwest 4 later near Cape Wrath. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest, veering northeast 2 to 4. Showers for a time, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 2 or 3, veering north or northeast 3 or 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 3 or less, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northerly 3 or 4 later. Showers later, perhaps thundery, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. North Foreland to Selseybill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly 2 to 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selseybill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle at first in west. Good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Fog patches and occasional drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5. Fog patches and occasional rain or drizzle at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Greyporn Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Occasionally variable 2 at first in south. Backing northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. North or northwest 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 until later. Then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel, backing westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel, backing westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point, northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near the Mull of Kintyre, then becoming variable, mainly west later. Showers later, good. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or southwest 2 to 4, showers, good. And Shetland Isles, westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north and 2 later in south, mainly fair then showers later, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with Mariama Ifode-Blease.
Good morning. I've had a love affair with the post office for as long as I can remember. Family and friends know, for example, that I've always chosen where to live based on its distance from the nearest post office. It's hard to pin down when the post office became so important to me. Perhaps it's because I've been blessed by friends who lived overseas since I was a teenager. Perhaps it's because I've had great epistolary friendships, choosing the pen over the keyboard. So, the building came to symbolise connection and friendship and happy memories. Through postcards, letters, birthday and Christmas cards, I've felt the post office as central to my well-being. There's something about getting a letter in the post that still feels different to an email. Last month, I received a lovely card and letter from the parents of a wedding couple I had recently married. It was from the groom's parents, thanking me for the wedding and saying some very kind things. It was so unexpected and so generous that I was overwhelmed with emotion. This was not the usual letter from a charity or the usual bill. I didn't expect the note, as I was simply doing my job as a priest. But it was so special to read their words. It reminded me that thanking people has such an impact. A sincere thank you, with specifics, to someone who would not have expected it, can transform their day. I wonder who you could thank in this way today. So today, I pray for a thankful heart and for the opportunity to be able to thank someone deeply. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Mariama Efode, please. Now on Radio 4 Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today the combines have started rolling. It's a very early harvest, but it might also be rather a small one. We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, agricultural shows across the country this summer are a fun day out for some and all about showing animals for others. But many also provide an important public forum to discuss the latest issues concerning farmers. At the Royal Norfolk Show, this year's big debate was about data. Farms harvest massive amounts of data on crops, markets, carbon footprints, biodiversity and profitability. But how that data is used, who can see it and who owns it are serious issues all the way along the food supply chain. I joined Eleanor Wood from Maltster's Crisp Malt, Nick Hood, farmer and director of Yare Grain, Andrew Peel, farm and estate manager